The Bozeman businessman says Robinson has the qualities he's looking for in a running mate. He says she has a strong Montana work ethic. She's a leader. And as a rancher in northeastern Montana, Robinson is a fierce advocate for rural Montana.
Agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Montana. Of course, you know, my background is in high technology and running businesses, so adding agriculture to the ticket I thought was very important. Agriculture needs a voice in Helena, which it has sorely lacked.
Gianforte adds Robinson will be an advocate for local government. In addition to being a Phillips County Commissioner for the past 11 years, she's a Western Region Representative on the National Association of Counties. Robinson says before agreeing to join Gianforte on the ticket, she says she told him she wanted an active role in the administration.
Because I'm not a person that can just sit and do nothing. I am a hard worker, and I expect to have a role in as Lieutenant Governor that's active, and he assured me that I would. So that's one of the reasons that I agreed to go ahead and run as Lieutenant Governor.
Robinson says she will fill out her term as a Phillips County Commissioner. She ranches with her husband near Zortman. Nancy Keenan is the executive director for the Montana Democratic Party. She says she doesn't know much about Robinson other than she's a Montanan. But Keenan says Robinson's choice to join the ticket of a candidate who aligns himself with the wealthy rather than middle-class Montanans says a lot. Keenan says attention should be focused at the top of the ticket.
It's about the future. It's about moving forward, not moving backwards. And what I know about Mr. Gianforte, this is about moving backwards with reckless tax cuts. And, you know, we in Montana know better. We look to the future, and we look to solid fiscal responsibility and not some of the agenda that he's proposing that is out of touch with Montana.
The candidate filing season ends March 14th. Incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock filed for re-election last week with his current Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Gianforte and Robinson filed their paperwork shortly after the announcement in East Helena. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.